March in this upcoming year, it's pretty much all of Lent. Easter's early this year. I think it's March the 27th. So we have Holy Week. Obviously, Holy Week is very important to us, and we invite you to come on Holy Thursday. I think we do a really good work. It's very inspiring. Our Triduum liturgies, we put a lot of effort into it, and so we hope that you'll be able to come. On Easter morning, we do a sunrise mass. People love that, actually. It's very beautiful. We do it out here on the green. We call it St. Joseph's Green, and it's just a nice morning. And it's great because a lot of people come to that. We have chairs set up, and then you can bring a chair as well if you would like. If you're wondering about Christmas, I would say the 4 o'clock Mass is the most crowded. So if you were wondering about that, and we have Mass here, and if you want to get a seat, you might want to get here around 2:30 for that, okay? Just to let you know that, I don't want you to, like, be surprised if you come in at 3:50 and say, I can't believe I didn't get a seat. I'm a new parishioner here. You should have saved me a seat. Well, I say just get here early. But we do have an overflow Mass in the St. Gabriel Center as well. And we hope that you'll come. I encourage people to come to maybe one of the later Masses or Christmas morning. Like, you don't have to worry. Noon is a little crowded, but usually the 10 o'clock is not too bad. So that kind of takes us into April. We celebrate First Eucharist on two weekends. If maybe you were here in recent times, we do it in the two weekends, late April and early May. We celebrate it at the parish Masses, at least three of them on those weekends. In May, obviously, or at Easter, we welcome our newly initiated Catholics. We have a big group this year, I think about 15 to be baptized, and then there's a large group as well who are going to be coming into the church from other faith backgrounds. So it gives you a little bit of a sense of our Easter schedule. On Easter Sunday, we don't have an evening Mass, so that's kind of what tradition that we've had here. Something in June we like to do is to close out the academic year with a big picnic. And that happens in the St. Gabriel Center, out on the green, the track and field. It's kind of something we've only done the last couple years, and it's grown in popularity. It